At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Thank you for listening to this podcast from TRE, Talk Radio Europe, your voice in Spain and around the world. For more information, please visit tre.radio.
The Director's Cut.
With Alan T.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Director's Cut. Alan T here with you for the next hour. And this week we're featuring two films. It's the very first outing from a gentleman by the name of Quentin Tarantino. Yeah, we're talking about Reservoir Dogs. In Mexico, it's called Street Dogs. In other Latin American countries, and in 1992, American film directed and written by Quentin Tarantino, it is being his directorial debut. And then, following on from that, well, it was the second really big film from Guy Ritchie. Yes, we're talking about Snatch after the huge success of Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels. He came up with a real masterpiece. That's coming. The Reservoir Dogs was the first soundtrack of a Quentin Tarantino film and set the structure of his later soundtracks. Well, the soundtrack has selections of songs from the 60s to the 80s. Only the group Bedlam recorded original songs for the film featured here. Well, reasoning that the film takes place over a weekend, Tarantino decided to set it to a fictional radio station, K-Billy, presumably K-B-L-Y. K-Billy's Super Sounds of the 70s weekend, a themed weekend show of broadcasts of songs from the 70s. But the radio station played a prominent role in the film. The DJ for the radio was chosen to be Stephen Wright, a comedian known for his deadpan delivery of jokes. So you're going to hear that throughout our selection from the film Reservoir Dogs.
K-Billy's Super Sounds of the 70s weekend just keeps on coming with this little ditty that reached up to 21 in May of 1970. The George Baker selection, Little Green Bag.
Do it my way.
George Baker kicking off the music from Reservoir Dogs. Well, an unusual feature of the soundtrack was the choice of songs. Tarantino has said that he feels the music to be a counterpoint to the on-screen violence and action. He also stated that he wished for the film to have a 1950s feel while using 70s music. A prominent instance of this is the torture scene to the tune of Stuck in the Middle with You, and that's becoming later. Well, it stars Harvey Keitel, Tim Roth, Chris Penn, Steve Buscemi, Lawrence Tierney and Michael Madsen. Tarantino's performance is of lesser importance, as well as that of the ex-convicted writer, Eddie Bunker. Reservoir Dogs incorporates many themes and aesthetics that would be transformed and made known as Tarantino's own labels as director and screenwriter.
I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me. Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me. When you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know everything's alright. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. Lips as sweet as candy, its taste is on my mind. Girl, you got me thirsty for another cup of wine. Got a bug from you, girl, but I don't need no cure. I just stay affected if I can for sure. All the good love when we're all alone, keep it up, girl. Yeah, you turn me on. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. All the good love when we're all alone. Keep it up, girl. Yeah, you turn me on. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. I'm hooked on a feeling. You're in love with me. I said I'm hooked on a feeling, and I'm high on believing that you're in.
Great track, Hooked on a Feeling, also featured later on in a film called Guardians of the Galaxy. We continue now with Joe Tex from the film Reservoir Dogs.
Oh, I got you! You thought you got away from me, didn't you? You thought I didn't see you now, didn't you? You
you tried to sneak driving now, didn't you? You thought you'd been slick now, didn't you? Now give me what you promised me. Give it to him. Come on.
Europe.
Alan T. on the Director's Cut.
You've heard Turn the Beat Around by Vicky Sue Robinson, Heaven on the Seventh Floor, La Freak by Chic, Fly Robin Fly by The Silver Connection, and now number five.
He was born a fool for love. What do you wouldn't do? He's a fool for love. She was six and he was seven. She used to send him off to heaven when she said, "You are my sunshine." The part he always liked the best when she'd tease him with a kiss and she said, "You make me happy." What he wouldn't do for love. He's a fool for love. Born a fool, you've got to follow the rule. Always a fool for love. He grew up, he didn't get much better. Tattooed underneath his sweater. Satisfied, chasing girls like butterflies, believing every word they said was true. He's a fool for love. What he wouldn't do for love. He's a fool for love. Once a fool. Saw him alive. He was standing up on the bride's side, yelling his objections at the groom. The blushing bride was my best friend. She turned around and to him said, "Yes, you were my only sunshine then."
Randy Rogers, Fool for Love. Well, Tarantino, who initially worked as an employee in a video store in Los Angeles, was originally going to film the film with his friends with a budget of $30,000, a 16mm format, and producer Lawrence Bender would be the one who would play the role of Eddie Cabo. However, actor Harvey Keitel became involved in the project through the wife of Bender's acting teacher, who gave a copy of the script to Keitel, who agreed not only to have a role in the film, but also to co-produce it. With the help of Keitel, the filmmakers were able to increase the budget to $1.2 million for the making of the film. Too long for a film made independently, but a small fraction of what would be typical Hollywood production. Well, since then, the film has been seen as an important and very influential milestone in independent cinema. This is Reservoir Dogs.
Joe Egan and Jerry Rafferty were a duo known as Steeler's Wheel when they recorded this Dylan-esque pop bubblegum favorite from April of 1974. That reached up to number 5 as K-Billy Super Sounds of the 70s continues.
The harvest moon. listening to Talk Radio Europe.
KBILLY, home of rock.
Thank you, Stephen Wright there. Well, they were the K Billy voice announcements throughout the film of Reservoir Dogs. And we're coming to the end of Reservoir Dogs now. We're going to take you out with Harry Nilsson's Coconut, and then it's Snatch from Guy Ritchie.
Brother bought a coconut, he bought it for the diner. Sister had another one, she paid it for the lime. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank and pulled up. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank and pulled up. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank and pulled up. She put the lime in the coconut, she called the doctor, woke him up and said, Doctor, ain't there nothing I can take? I said, Doctor, to relieve his belly. Said, Doctor, to relieve his bellyache. Now let me get this straight. Put the lime in the coconut, you drank and bowed up. Put the lime in the coconut, you drank and bowed up. Put the lime in the coconut, you drank and bowed up. Put the lime in the coconut, you called your doctor, woke him up. Said, Doctor, ain't there nothing I can take? I said, I said, Doctor, to relieve his bellyache. You put the lime in the coconut, you drink them both together. Put the lime in the coconut and you feel better. Put the lime in the coconut, drink them both up. Put the lime in the coconut and call me in the morning. Ooh, 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 ooh. She drank and pulled up and got the lime in the coconut. She called the doctor, woke him up. She said, Doctor, ain't there nothing I can take? I said, Doctor, to relieve his bellyache. I said, Doctor, ain't there nothing I can take? I said, Doctor, now let me get this straight. You put the lime in the coconut, you drink and pulled up. Put the lime in the coconut, you drink and pulled up. Put the lime in the coconut, you drink and pulled up. You're such a silly woman. Put a lime in the coconut and drink them both together. Put the lime in the coconut, then you feel better. Put the lime in the coconut, drink them both down. Put the lime in the coconut and call me in the morning. Woo, ain't there nothing you can take? I say woo, to relieve your belly ache. You say well, woo, ain't there nothing I can take? I say woo, to relieve your belly ache. You say
TRE.
The Director's Cut on Talk Radio Europe.
Back. Everybody is back.
Second featured movie soundtrack today, that was Mako and the Max and Cross the Tracks, and we're talking about the film called Snatch. This film was from the year 2000, crime comedy film written and directed by Guy Ritchie, featuring an ensemble cast and set in London criminal underworld. The film contains two intertwined plots, one dealing with the search for a stolen diamond, the other with a small-time boxing promoter, played by Jason Statham, who finds himself under the thumb of a ruthless gangster, Alan Ford, otherwise known as Bricktop, who is ready and willing to have his subordinates carry out severe and sadistic acts of violence to a great soundtrack.
Street, concentrating on trucking right. I heard a dark voice beside of me, and I looked round in a state of fright.
I saw four faces, one mad, a brother from the gutter. They looked me up and down a bit and turned to each other.
Chain. He said, I'll give you $1. I said, you've got to be joking, man. It was a present from my mother.
He said, I like it, I want it. I'll take it off your hands and you'll be sorry. You cross me, you better understand that you're alone.
Sinking deep.
pina colada. I heard a dark voice beside me say, would you like something harder? She said, I've got it, you want it. My harvest is the best, and if you try it, you'll like it. I'm wallowing in a dreadlock holiday.
Music from the film Snatch, Bobby Bird and Hot Pants before that, 10cc's Dreadrock Holiday. Well, the film shares themes, ideas and motives with Rich's first film, Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels. It's also filmed in the same visual style and features many of the same actors, including Vinnie Jones, Jason Statham, Jason Fleming and Alan Ford. We continue now with John Murphy's. Thank you. should have said John Murphy's Havana Aguila, but I thought I'd just go into the track. We're listening to the music from the film Snatch. We've got more to come.
TRE, Talk Radio Europe.
The Director's Cut
with Alan T.
Welcome back as we continue now with the music from the film Snatch. Well, Snatch's soundtrack, as you can hear now, the album catapults itself into high speed with heavy electronic sounds of Clint and overseas to a full schizophrenic music highway. Take a note from soundtrack heavyweights like Pulp Fiction and Rich's other movies. Well, we continue with, of course, the sound of the Stranglers.
Golden brown, texture like sun, lays me down with my mind. She runs throughout the night. No need to fight, never a frown with golden brown. Every time, just like the last, on her ship, tied to the mast. Two distant lands, takes both my hands, never a frown with golden brown. Temptress, through the ages she's heading west. From far away, stays for a day, never a frown with golden brown.
The Stranglers. Well, Rich's taste for extreme music collective is what makes his soundtrack so pleasing and timeless. And because we had we had heavy electronics, but the Latin tango of Fernandez Hideaway and the two tones of the Specials' Ghost Town. And of course, we've also got a song from Madonna, which comes up in the film as well. And the Stranglers there, British New Wave, Golden Brown. This is music from the film Snatch. We continue now with the Johnson Brothers and Hernandez Hideaway.
I know a dark, secluded place, a place where no one knows your face. A glass of wine, a fast embrace. It's called Hernandez Hideaway. Ole. All you see are silhouettes, and all you hear are castanets. And no one cares how late it gets. Not at Hernandez Hideaway, ole. A golden finger bowl or any place you go. You'll meet your Uncle Max and everyone you know.
But if you go to the spot that I am thinking of, you will be free to gaze at me and talk of love. Just knock three times and whisper low that you and I were sent by Joe. Then strike a match and you will know you're in Hernando's hideaway. Just knock and I was sent by Joe. Then strike a match and you will know you're in Hernando's hideaway.
Specials and Ghost Town. We got one more track to play for you today, coming from Madonna as we leave you. Thanks so much indeed for your company over the last number of weeks. Well, I think, yes, it is, isn't it? A few weeks now. And my big thanks, of course, to my producers, Maddie and Daisy. We're going to leave you with a track from the film called Snatch. And if you haven't seen the film yet, highly recommend it to you. And also, of course, we enjoy the music from Reservoir Dogs, the actual debut film from the one and only Quentin Tarantino. Until next time, enjoy. Take care. Bye for now.
Listening to a TRE production. If you've enjoyed this program, there'll be another episode waiting for you next week, right here on this platform, where you can also access our extensive back catalogue of shows and interviews. For more information on our live programming, social media channels, and apps, and how to contact Talk Radio Europe, please visit TRE.radio.